One would think, looking at the current geography of the land, that at some point a massive force pushed from west to east, leaving behind flat land and rich soil. And when it got to a point where it could go no further, it left some more soil and all of the rock that it had carried with it. And for some in that part of the community that formed there, the Hog's Back, a ridge of rock, provided the most excellent place to toboggan in the winter, and the land around it, farmland in the summer. As time passed, and the rough roads that helped connect people as the communities emerged needed to grow and expand and have structure, the rock was seen in a new way. There would be no question of environmental impact studies. There would have been no questions about how it would affect the land and the people. The rock was crushed, and muddy roads became gravel roadways. By the time I came along, I never knew it as the Hog's Back. It was just folklore to me. Rather, it was the gravel pit. In the heat of the noonday sun, siblings and cousins and neighborhood kids would make their way down the town line to the concession road, hop the fence, and make their way through the dusty, dry, barren pit towards the trees, trees that clung tenaciously to the soil that remained around the edges, and finally into the woodland to the sweet smell of cedar. It was the heat of the noonday sun when she came to the well. That's not the time the rest of the community came to the well. They came earlier in the morning when the air was cooler, when the labor of carrying jugs and containers of water would have been easier. And yet, here she is, alone. Perhaps she placed herself at the margins. Perhaps it was easier there. Perhaps with time, she didn't mind so much. And there he is, sitting at the well. The story doesn't tell us whether there was any kind of greeting or acknowledgement. He simply says, "Give me a drink." Jesus. The disciples are off finding food, and Jesus is resting by Jacob's well. Jewish Jesus asking a Samaritan woman for something to drink. You know, every time I hear this reading, in her response, I always hear a little bit of snark or sass. If she's coming to the well on her own, she's probably had just enough of other people. And here's the catch in this scene. Jews and Samaritans didn't actually get along too well. And Jesus is Jewish and she is Samaritan. That's just not done. And then there's a layer of him being a man and her a woman. That's also just not done. There is so much here that we should make, that should make her wary. Yet, when she pushes back, he offers her something more. The water that she can give to him will quench thirst in the moment. But he can offer her living water, water that means that she will never thirst again. If you are someone who comes to the well in the hottest part of the day, The prospect of never having to come be thirsty again, of never having to come to the well again, that must sound so good, so hopeful. The pain that surrounds her, the life that she lives, the identity that she has, could this be a moment of hope? And I'll find my strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's called again. Mumford and Sons, a British band formed in 2007 with a name that suggests an antiquated family business, grew from small local band to Grammy-nominated musicians within 3 years. And with each new release since then, there has been expanded reach and evolving style. Their lyrics draw on literary works, the plays of Shakespeare, the Odyssey, the writings of Chesterton, and the Bible. It is the latter that has sometimes led others to think of them as being a religious band. That Marcus Mumford is the child of pastors of an evangelical church probably makes that seem even more likely. In a 2013 Rolling Stone interview, Marcus was asked if he was a Christian, and he resisted that label. He doesn't like the baggage that comes with the word, the images that are conjured with the word Christian. And who can blame him? We all know moments when that label just doesn't fit so well. At that time, he said, his spiritual journey was a work in progress, but his understanding of the existence of God, that was never in doubt. When you read through the lyrics of their words, their songs, you see that words that speak of the relationship with God, of fear, doubt, redemption, and most importantly, grace. You hear those themes in the songs that we sing tonight. Fear, doubt, redemption, grace. And I'll find my strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name when it's called again. It was the heat of the noonday sun when she came to the well. That's not the time the rest of the community would have come to gather water. You do that early in the morning when the air is cooler, when the labor of carrying jugs and containers of water would have been easier. And yet, here she is, alone. Perhaps with time it just became easier that way. Perhaps with time she didn't mind so much. Perhaps she was the one who put herself at the edges of the community, or perhaps they pushed her there. Jesus asks for a cup of water, and her guard is up. By culture and by gender, they should not be talking to one another. He offers her living water, and her curiosity rises. The story continues. He asks her to bring her husband back, and she says she has no husband. He says, "You're right. You have had 5 husbands, and the one that you're with now, he's not your husband." Could this be why she isn't with the rest of the community? But that's all Jesus has to say about that. No judgment, no condemnation, no sense that she is less because of this. And then the conversation turns to worship and the revelation that He is the one that is awaited, the Messiah. How did that happen? Here she is, someone whom others in the community probably didn't want to spend time with because of whatever caused her to be so unlucky in marriage. That might be contagious. Or because they didn't want whatever reputation she had to rub off on them. How much of herself does she even see anymore? The woman who comes to the well in the heat of the day, the woman who may have put herself at the edges of community, or may have found herself nudged or pushed there. And yet, there is one part in all of this that we can't lose sight of. Jesus knew her, and in their conversation, she began to know herself again. And I'll find my strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's called again. Sometimes we find ourselves sitting at the edges of community. Sometimes we have been nudged there or pushed. And sometimes we put ourselves there because it's easier. Sometimes we might not mind so much. Our lives become brittle, dry, parched. We thirst, and yet we don't know what it is that we are thirsty for. We lose sight of who we are. Have you had moments, times, seasons like that? Where do you go to be reminded of who you are, of whose you are? Times when I have found my life brittle and dry and parched, and I am thirsty and I don't know what I'm thirsty for. Where I need to be reminded of who I am and whose I am, I travel back in my memories. I travel back to another time and another place to be reminded. In the stillness, I remember the heat of the noonday sun. Walking along the road until the concession road meets the town line. I hop the fence and I walk toward the gravel pit, kicking up stones and seeing the scar of the rock face. I see the trees clinging tenaciously to the soil where they have found purchase, and I follow the path. The path that will lead me into the grove of trees where the sweet scent of cedar fills the air. The air is cool. The ground beneath my feet changes from hard rock to the mulch and the pine needles and becomes soft. And I keep going until I come to the place. Even now, this many years later, I can remember the smell and the feel. I can remember the sun dancing through the trees. And there, in a crack in the rocks, there, in a crack in the rocks, bubbling up from the depths of the earth and flowing downward, pooling in basins formed over the years. Water, flowing, living water. And I remember as a child drinking deeply from that wellspring. And I am reminded of who I am. I am reminded of whose I am. And I will find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name when it's called again. In the story of the woman at the well, we are reminded of something life-giving. When we forget who we are, Jesus doesn't. She went back into her community, the one where she felt so much on the edges. And she said to them, "Come and meet a man who told me everything about me. Told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" They saw in her someone who was changed. They saw in her someone who knew her identity. Come, meet Jesus who knows all that you have ever done. Come, meet Jesus who knows all your fears and your hopes, your joys and your sorrows. Come, meet Jesus in living water. Come, meet Jesus in bread broken and wine poured, blessed and shared. Come, meet Jesus. Amen.